It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the line there right now by Jerry Novak, a well-known OPP officer in the area, but also the executive director of the Grind in Pembroke, which has just grown tremendously over the last couple of years. So thank you very much for joining us today, Jerry.
Well, thanks for having me, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to be able to speak about the Grind and the good works that's going on down there.
So let's talk a little bit about the Grind. You know, coming from where you started to where you are now, a lot of people are wondering how you kind of came up with the idea.
Well, it all started probably about 13 years ago, you know, as a police officer working and living in our community. I recognized at that time there was a really a lack of programming for at-risk youth between 12 and 16 years. And so what I did, I got together with some other police, fire, and at that time AECL security friends, and we opened up a gymnasium down here in Petawawa. And shortly after we opened the doors, we were operating once a week. We outgrew that gym, and we had to move to a second one. And then we just started continuing to really engage and work with the youth, and it was at no cost to them to be part of the program. And it grew into some youth events. Then as that program kind of grew, we had to find another solution. So we ended up partnering with the Salvation Army and opened up an actual youth center for at-risk youth. And that was down in Pembroke. And we operated that, you know, Monday to Friday. We had a drop-in. We had an after-school program, book club, music program. And again, we had special events. So we operated that for a couple of years at the Salvation Army, and again, started to grow and expand and really started to look at the other needs that were in our community. And our team really started to recognize that, yeah, there is an adult population that that we need to look at and address. So that marginalized community, we really started to focus on an outreach program. And that's when we left the youth center and let the Salvation Army continue to operate that. And that's when we moved down onto Main Street, where we are right now, to open up a coffee house outreach and just really focusing on that marginalized population. And so we started with that. And again, you know, as the needs were presented, we really tried to address that, address those needs. And one of them was homelessness. We didn't realize that issue was here in Pembroke, and at what level of the population or number of people that were involved with the homelessness situation. So we approached the city and we opened up a short-term shelter, and we operated that for a year. Unfortunately, due to funding, we had to close that facility. And we still offer a after-hours shelter service. To the community. So anybody that's homeless, we can assist them after hours. During the day, Monday to Friday, obviously they would go to Ontario Works to provide, or they would provide that support to them. So that was where we were headed. And then as we started to grow again, you know, we started a women's and a men's program, and we were running those once a month. And included in that with the coffee house, we also partnered with area churches and service clubs and just the general public to provide two community dinners a month. And we did that at the Grind on Saturday nights. And then again, as we started to grow and see the need, one of the other issues we were facing is the lack of a residence or a transition house, if you will. And, you know, a couple of years ago, the Grind was given a house in the city, and we decided that would be a perfect location and a perfect house for a transitional house. So we've just completed that project. And we're looking to open that within the next couple of weeks, especially due to COVID-19, to provide those beds that are there. And right now we have three beds available and one crisis room, a crisis bed. So, and we are partnering with community mental health and other agencies with this project. And And that just kind of leads us right to where we are now. Like we're with this with COVID-19, we are we had to transition our operation. So now we provide takeout services Tuesday to Friday, and that was as a result. I should go back that up a bit. When the Salvation Army closed its doors here in Pembroke, that really left a void for the soup kitchen or the community kitchen. And so the Grind, partnering with area churches, formed a committee and now continue to provide that service through the Grind coffee house. And now with COVID-19, we provide bag lunches, a hot and cold meal. And we've been doing that for the last few weeks. And we're seeing an increase. We're the list this week, we're actually seeing about 60 to 70 people we're serving at lunchtime at the Grind. In addition, with the programming, we did maintain some of the youth programs that we were running, and a lot of that was partnerships with the OPP and the community. But we do run an OPP partnership youth leadership course, and we've been doing that for about 13 years. And in the past 2 years, we also started a hockey and soccer program for kids with special needs. And that was cut short this year, obviously, because of the COVID-19. But we're excited to get the kids back together and hopefully get on a soccer pitch soon. Trying to be optimistic. And that's kind of where it leaves us right now. We're just really trying to work, and we have an amazing team downtown. Who come in Tuesday to Friday, provide the meals, provide the support. And we have an outreach team that right now, all volunteer-based, to connect our friends downtown who are in need of assistance, connect them to the agencies and to the areas where they can get some help. So that's kind of where we are today. We are hoping to get things moving, to move into our new location, which is the old Pembroke Fire Hall. That is still ongoing, and we're hopefully this process right now with COVID-19 or the issue is not going to slow that down.
It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest right now is Jerry Novak, the executive director of the Grind in Pembroke. And Jerry, as we were just talking about, the Grind has such a long history in the community, and it's actually been deemed one of the backbones of the actual Upper Ottawa Valley. So congratulations to you and all the other organizations that put in all the hard work to get this up and going. What has been one of the main benefits that you've noticed right off the top from since you first opened up the doors to the Youth Center of the Grind?
Well, I think one of the benefits and one of the immediate impacts, I guess, the program has had is it just brought the marginalized group or the at-risk youth have brought them together as a family. And we just kind of grow and we can kind of just, be part of their life and they can be part of ours. And that's just been very special for all our volunteers and the Grind itself.
Moving forward, with the Grind moving to the old fire hall in the city of Pembroke, do you expect any more further expansion with the Grind, or are you just going to kind of see how it plays out?
Well, you know what? There's always needs, and right now we're just obviously focusing on getting our doors open. But we are really we're really excited right now with the partnerships that we're making with the community and our friends at the food bank and the agencies. Community Mental Health now are now working inside the Grind and working with our staff to provide further support. So we really want to be focusing on that when we do move is strengthening those partnerships and providing those services and connections we can right where we live, right down at the coffee house.
It is Community Builders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Jerry Novak has joined us on the line here and just talking about the Grind and where we are today compared to where we were about 13 years ago. So, Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, and we really appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Kyle. Anytime.